North Salt Lake Mayor Len Arvey met with Stericycle's Vice President of Legislative and Regulatory Affairs earlier this week. Arvey says he thinks the incinerator should find another home outside the city, and that Stericycle seems to be open to that possibility.
I don't think anybody, including Stericycle, thinks that their current location is a great location for that plant. I guess I could have my mind changed, but I think we need to work towards a solution where they move.
The state's director of air quality, Bryce Bird, says his division has considered that option. State officials have been in discussions with the company since May, when they first cited Stericycle for exceeding permitted emissions of toxic pollutants and falsifying records.
That was part of our discussions that we've had with the company over the past several months as part of our settlement negotiations, but nothing firm had been established or is established at this point. So again, that is an option that would provide a permanent solution to the residential interface right there.
Bird says there are some hurdles with that plan, though. It would have to be approved by the state legislature and the governor. Meanwhile, residents and activists staged a protest in front of the governor's office Wednesday, demanding an immediate shutdown of the plant. The state's director of environmental quality, Amanda Smith, issued a statement saying that if Stericycle does not comply with the notice of violation, the state will pursue all legal options to revoke its permit. The company has until September 28th to appeal the alleged violations. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.